Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 256, recording this for Sunday, November 18th. I am here with regular guest and operations correspondent E.
Hello.
And you've got a lot of corresponding to do, mister.
I do.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's been a hell of a week. We've had Xbox Live is 5. And
woohoo!
This show is not going to be very long because we did the regular show last week on Sunday.
Yep.
And then I did a Monday show with Scott Henson, Tuesday with Ben,
right.
Wednesday with Witten,
yep.
And then I finish off Thursday with Jay. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you got this show, you must know. You're like, what is all this other audio that's sitting on my iPod, my Zoom, whatever your device is?
Yep. It could be on your Zoom because of our new podcast feature.
Yeah. So Zoom launched. Thank you, Zoom guys. Finally. So it's been a hell of a week because we've had Live is 5, Zoom launched, Assassin's Creed came out, Oregon lost. Oh Jesus, did I say that?
Yeah. Thank okay. you.
Do you want to get that away right up front?
So yeah. So for all you people who've been complaining that I've been talking about football too much for the last few weeks, well, Dennis Dixon's knee went out again. When his knee went out, our season essentially ended because he's our star and we're not going anywhere without him. So I'm pretty much done talking about football on the show for the year.
Okay, so that's the end of the sports segment of the show.
Yeah, we're still in mourning. I am wearing black.
Yes, so. You are.
I'm the fact that I'm wearing this is appropriate for a later segment.
Okay, so we're gonna kick off the week. Go through. First of all, Monday you and I went to.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica Razor.
Why don't you explain what that was?
So, Battlestar Galactica Razor is something that kind of sits in between Season 3 and Season 4 of the new Battlestar Galactica. Or you could look at it as the first two episodes of Season 4.
Right.
Season 3 ended quite a while back. Season 4 isn't going to start for a while. And they use this to essentially tell a lot of backstory. It's mostly about the history of the Pegasus. But then there's also some things going on in real time that do take place after season 3 ended. I'm not going to spoil it. It runs on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Yeah, yeah. I learned that lesson. It runs on the Sci-Fi Channel. I think it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who didn't get into one of the special preview events will get to see it then. If you're a fan, see it. It's great.
So what happened was is I was contacted over the weekend by some of the folks at Mass Effect sponsored it.
Yep.
And so they contacted me and said, hey, do you want to come down and just get up in front of the audience and talk to them for a little bit and give away some prizes? You know, well, whatever. I'm always up for an audience. So I'm like, hey, can I get Ian? Because they're like, well, we can only get one in. So I said, so you and I went down. We met down on Monday night.
Yep.
We go down to the theaters in downtown Seattle. And it was great because we sat down. We watched. It was actually interesting because it was beamed in via satellite.
Yes, which you and I were interested in. I don't think many other people.
Nobody. I'm like, yeah, you and I are like, really? How's it coming in? What's the projector? How's this working? Where's it coming from?
And I don't know if that was a security thing. They didn't want it leaking or what. But, yeah, they didn't deliver, like, hard drives or tapes or film or anything.
Right. It was real time. Satellite. So we looked at that. And then it was about an hour and a half, the lights came up and I made an announcement. We gave away some T-shirts. I got a sweatshirt on.
Yep.
The sweatshirt. So we gave away an Xbox 360 with a copy of Mass Effect.
Some Halo 3 Zunes.
Halo 3 Zunes.
And who did the drawings?
Well, it was interesting, so why don't you explain who did the drawings?
So there were two cast members there. So Jamie, whose last name I can't remember, who plays Apollo, was there. And a new character who kind of stole the show.
Of this episode.
Yes. Stephanie was there. And they came up and took a couple of questions and did some giveaways and posed for pictures, and they were a huge hit with the audience.
Of course they were, 'cause they're the stars of the show sitting right there. You just finished watching them up on the big screen. These are two of the lead characters in this episode.
Yes. And it was a really good episode, and wow, Stephanie's a knockout.
So let's take a look at that. thanks for everyone that came down and saw that, and congratulations to that. So Tuesday, Assassin's Creed came out. I've been playing that a little bit. You haven't even had a chance to throw that in, have you?
I have really not played anything at all this week. I'm hoping once again that this weekend I'm going to get a lot of gaming in.
You say that every weekend.
I know.
You also say you're going to build your Windows Home server.
Hey, I've made progress on that front. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But it's just been, it's been incredibly busy. Which I suppose leads us to my corresponding.
Sure, because Monday and Tuesday, it was a little bumpy. The service was a little bumpy.
So, yeah. So, two different things have gone on since we spoke last. The first was Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. Pacific time. We actually had to take the service down for maintenance for an hour.
Right.
And I've been bombarded with messages from people saying, you said you were never going to do that again. And I think if you go back and listen, what I said was, we're going to try really hard not to ever do that again.
Right.
And we have, and we will continue to make an effort in that front. The reality is that Xbox Live is really freaking complicated, and unfortunately, we didn't have a choice in this case. We had to get some work done. So that was issue number one. Sorry about that for everybody. We tried to do it at, you know, we did do it at the time where it was going to impact the fewest possible number of people.
Yeah, people actually have asked and messaged me, and I'm sure they've messaged you. They're like, well, how come you, how do you pick the time that you do it? And you guys really just look at the service and go, well, this is when the fewest number of folks are on.
Right. It's not about when we want to do it, because we don't like, you know, being up at 1 to 2 to 3 a.m.
Right.
It's not about being most convenient for, you know, any particular set of customers. Mm-hmm. It's about just looking at the raw numbers and when are the least people using Xbox Live, and that's when we do it.
So there you go.
So,
do you have anything else you want to say?
Not on that front. So, correspondence subject number two. This primarily impacted people trying to play Call of Duty, but also impacted some other people as well. Earlier in the week, for a couple of days, things were not as smooth as we're used to, and it was definitely intermittent. It was not, you know, something where, like, it was, you know, off and then we fixed it and it was back on. It was one of those weird things where, you know, it's, things aren't working for a while. It's working for most people, but not for some.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Kinda. Yeah. And it would go away and it would come back. And the part that made it take us a little harder to really nail everything was that it wasn't purely a load issue. There were times when we'd have, you know, 700,000 people playing and they'd be happy. And then, you know, in the middle of the night, we'd have a couple hundred thousand people playing and it would happen again. So it took us a little while to nail it. I'm pretty confident at this point that it's dead.
Good.
And the service has been smooth the last couple of days. Whether you're playing Halo 3, Call of Duty 4, whatever, you're playing and you're fine.
You're fine.
So, sorry about that.
Thanks for the update, E. So, that's what you get. You get direct conversations with the operations team like this.
And hopefully, the way I explain it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
I never get feedback on that. I get complaints about, you didn't talk about this.
Right.
You didn't talk about that. No one ever comes back and says, oh, that's a good analogy. Thanks.
Yeah, and the other thing is, well, that is a good analogy. Thanks.
Well, if it's not a good analogy, tell me that, too.
Yeah. You know, and obviously we can't tell you everything because there's competitive reasons, but we're going to tell you as much as we can. We'll just leave it at that.
Yep.
So we've talked about Zune launched on Tuesday.
Yes. Yes, it did.
So Zune launched. So I put a link up to that. Zune now has podcasting support. If you have an old Zune, you can get the new firmware.
Yep.
And it's a lot of people are subscribing to my podcast. They actually... I'm going to meet with the podcast folks, I think, next week. We're going to do some cool stuff in there, so I'm excited about it.
So do we know where you are in the ranking of podcasts?
I don't even know. I haven't even taken a look at it.
You should be number one.
I don't look at rankings. I really, you know.
Okay.
You know?
I do, but only in terms of football, and I can't talk about that anymore.
You did. So Zune is out. You know, I've got my device. You've got your device.
I don't. I'm still running on... I have the new firmware on my Zune 30 from last year, the orange cool ones, but I have yet to make it over to the Zune building to pick up my new Zune. I haven't had time.
Oh, boy.
So I asked a really good friend, Dragon Lady, if she could pick mine up for me and bring it over, and she said she would.
Good.
And she's been too busy to do that, so I don't have my new device yet, but they are cool.
People really enjoy them, and that's the good stuff. Moving right along. Rock Band. Hey, why don't we stop down right now? I want to talk. I did an interview with some of the folks from Rock Band. Rock Band's out this week.
Yes.
And then on the other
Oh, yeah, it is, because it's on Tuesday.
Right. It's out this week.
Yeah.
It's on Tuesday. And then also, the thing to report, I recorded this interview a couple of days ago before they made the announcement of the pricing. So when we come back on the other side of the interview, I've got the pricing here. I want to talk about some of the Rock Band pricing.
Excellent.
Highly anticipated Rock Band is coming out very soon. I have on the line with me Greg Lopiccolo, who's the VP of Product Development who worked on Rock Band. Greg, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
So tell us, this has got to be really exciting for you guys. Your Rock Band rolled out, of course. It was on stage with Xbox at E3 this year. It was huge. Of course, Peter Moore kind of screwed it up a little bit, if we all remember correctly. But hopefully people are very excited about the game. Tell us what people can expect from Rock Band.
Rock Band is an instrumental simulator, similar to that other guitar game that's been around for a while that we had something to do with. It handles all four major band roles. So there's drums, guitar, bass, vocals. You can play any of them as a solo instrument and do a solo career. You can put any combination together, either at home or online. And it's a crazy amount of fun.
Yeah, it looks like a crazy amount of fun. I've had the opportunity to play it a little bit, or you know, kind of an early version around here at the office, and I've realized I'm not very good at the guitar or the bass, and frankly, drums were challenging, which left me only to do one thing, singing. Can you talk us through, you talked through guitar and singing and drums and bass, but can you kind of go into maybe some of the, you know, how I should approach this if I'm working on, if I'm coming from maybe the other guitar game?
Well, the guitar and bass parts are pretty similar to anybody who's played, you know, existing rhythm action games. I mean, you know, it's very much the same kind of thing. There's five buttons and there's five streams of notes that come down and you basically sing notes. The drums are kind of a totally different world. They start from the same basic premise where there's multiple streams of notes that you've got to pay attention to, one per drum. But we also have a kick pedal. So it's basically four pads and a kick pedal. So five distinct streams. And you have to coordinate your two hands and your foot, which makes it kind of a challenge for a lot of people to get into, but it's completely addictive. It totally pulls you in. We're super proud of it, and we expect that the drum part of the game is going to be huge for a lot of people. It's a totally new thing.
Can you tell me about how the game uses, of course, Xbox Live is what everybody wants to know about. How does this game work with Xbox Live?
You can set up, there's a pretty advanced character creator where you can set up, you know, your own character and dress them and put sunglasses on them and tattoos and face paint and so forth. And then once you've built your character, you can go out online. There's ranked head-to-head matches for each instrument. So if you just want to kind of be, you know, guitar god or whatever, you can just go up against other guitarists or bassists or vocals or drummers, you know, on an individual basis. Or you can put together a band online. You know, if you're just, say, you're a drummer and you just want to get together with other people, the matchmaking will find the rest of the band for you, slap you together, and you can just, like, you know, play online with other people. And there's a full, you know, set of leaderboards for every song, every instrument, every band. You can also put together a persistent band, have your own band logo that gets propagated around, you know, Xbox Live and so forth. So that your band scores, your persistent band scores, and any given song end up on the leaderboards. It's pretty cool. It's a whole kind of rock and roll world.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So me and my virtual band can go out on a virtual tour for all intents and purposes.
The virtual band, we support a full band world tour for persistent bands if everybody is on the same Xbox.
Got it.
We do not yet support like online persistent bands. So you can't do the online band world tour with people over the network.
Cool. So that's good to know. So I can have all my friends over to my house and we can kick in and get ready and go on tour. I want to talk about the tug of war mode. Can you explain that to me? Because that sounds really interesting.
Tug of war is a head-to-head mode on a per instrument basis, which is basically like one of the things that we discovered in, you know, previous head-to-head modes that we've engineered is one of the problems with them is a lot of times somebody just, you know, if somebody gets ahead, then basically the game is over in the first, you know, minute or so.
Right.
So tug of war is kind of a more casual version of head-to-head where the amount that any given person can get ahead is capped. So basically, you can only get, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10% ahead of the other person, which can make for, like, more exciting games. Yeah, basically, if you're anywhere close, you can stay in it. You can, you know, come back in the last 30 seconds and still, you know, win the game,
so you kinda,
which
you
is cool.
Yeah, it kind of keeps everybody evenly matched there. And then the other mode that you have is score duel. How does that work?
That is more, well, the other difference is for score duel, everybody plays every note. So score duel is more for the hardcore purists, where you're really just trying to go up against somebody and beat them. So if, for instance, we expect score duel to be, you know, kind of the predominant mode for ranked matches on Xbox Live, because that's really kind of hardcore players versus hardcore players. whereas the tug of war is more like a casual duel mode.
Got it.
Where the players alternate phrases, so one player plays, the other player listens, and they go back and forth. So the scoring is pretty close. It's pretty tight, but it's not like mathematically perfect like Score Duel is. So it's basically one of them's a casual head-to-head mode, and the other one is kind of the more hardcore.
And again, I can play either one of those, either somebody locally on my own, in my own living room, or someone across Xbox Live, correct?
Yes, that's right. All the UI is integrated very smoothly. So you can either plug in another guitar right next to you, or you can go online and find somebody to play with.
Now, I want to talk about, because the game is all about the music. So tell me about the music, how many songs you're going to have at launch, and some of the artists you've signed up.
We've got 45 kind of major, the famous band kind of songs, and then there's another, I think about a dozen of the sort of like indie underground bands that Harmonix always puts in every one of our games.
Sure.
So it's, 50, 55 plus songs total. But we have put a huge amount of work and organization into having downloadable songs, from day one. So we'll have 15 plus songs available at launch, and we will be adding content every week. And the songs we're getting are phenomenal. Like we just actually announced a bunch of the downloadable stuff that's at launch. We'll have some Metallica, some Bowie, some Queens of the Stone Age, a bunch of singles from a lot of bands. It's really a great opportunity for us to, turn on people to all of our favorite music. Because for the songs on the disc, we have to strike a pretty, it's a balancing act. We really, we need some classic rock, and we need some new rock, and we need the things that cover kind of the entire spectrum. Mm-hmm. And there's only a limited number of slots. There's like 45 slots. And so that was difficult to do. Like there was a lot of bands that maybe we, at Harmonix really loved, but weren't big enough to put in the game and so forth. For the DLC, we really have the ability to go after stuff that we personally love and want to introduce people to, or if people are really into a specific band, we can go really deep on that band. For instance, we have 18 Grateful Dead songs coming out in the next few months.
Wow.
Which, and not everybody's into the Dead, but the people who are into the Dead are really into
really into the Dead. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so for us, it's just, it's just awesome to be able to, to have this ability to support a huge spectrum of different kinds of music.
Now, have you talked about the DLC for me, the downloadable content. Have you announced any of the pricing or how you're going to break that out? Because I know a lot of people are curious about that.
We have not announced the pricing. I think we're going to do so within the next week. We think people are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, all right. That's good to know. I know people are going to be looking for that. I also want to talk about this drumming in the spotlight feature, because for the drummers that are out there, this sounds like it might be right up their alley.
Drumming in the spotlight. Let's see. Well, there's an aspect of the drumming game that deviates from the other instrumental roles, which is if you build up. There's specific phrases where if you complete the entire phrase, you get energy built up in a meter,
mm-hmm.
And if you have sufficient energy built up in your meter at the end of specific drum sections of the song. You get a two-bar freestyle mode, which basically it basically turns into more of a drum kit where you can basically play whatever you want. So if you have your own ideas for fills or whatever, you just go wild. And then if you hit the crash gem, for the crash cymbal, sure. At the end of that pattern, it'll deploy your overdrive, which is kind of your superpower.
Wow.
So it gives everybody, anybody who's into drums, the ability to kind of express themselves a little bit, where you can either stick with the main pattern, and then every once in a while you get these opportunities to kind of go off and do your own thing, which is really fun.
Now, one of the features that I saw that when I was getting a demo of it is that, and this would be great for somebody like me who isn't really good at these rhythm games, is that I'm worried that I'm going to drag my band down, meaning, regardless of whether I'm singing or whatnot, is that I'm actually going to, basically I'm going to be the guy that gets booed off stage. How does the game handle that?
We built in a system whereby anybody... If any given person fails out, so everybody's energy contributes to the overall band, the crowd meter for the entire band.
Mm-hmm.
But if any given player fails out, the other players have the opportunity to rescue that player. So you can definitely get yourself out of some tough spots. If the drum part's really hard or the drummer's just not that good, the drummer, if they go down, players can bring them back. However, it's limited to three strikes. basically. The third time you bring somebody back, then that's it.
And then that's it.
Which we actually, well, we put that in because what we discovered, you know, in early testing was that there was a, you know, you'd get into these games where somebody was just way in over their head and would fail out every 15 seconds and then get resuscitated every 15 seconds, and it sort of wasn't fun. You know, so we did cap it to kind of strike a balance. But it actually came out great, and it has this kind of side benefit of it kind of really it pulls the band together emotionally. Like, it really feels good. If you're in trouble and somebody saves you, it definitely makes you feel part of the band.
Now, I also, you know, you talked about, you know, that Harmonix developed previous rhythm-based games. It's got to be great, though, now to be shipping Rock Band, because instead of just focusing on one instrument, now you've got literally the entire band. That's got to be really exciting for the team.
Well, the thing that's really exciting about it that we weren't able to do in the past is it lets us get across the whole idea of being in a band. Because I'd say most of the Harmonix employees either are in bands now or used to be in a band. I mean, I used to be in a band. And there's something really special about that experience of just everybody kind of bonding together on stage and just rocking that is just not available to that many people. It's hard to be in a band. You know, you need lots of gear and lots of time and, you know, we're incredibly thrilled by the degree to which we were able to capture that feeling in the game, you know. And we've had a lot of people, you know, non-musicians come in and just try it out and just be just blown away by, you know, like what a powerful emotional experience it can be.
Now the Xbox, the versions for the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 are shipping November 20th, which is right before Thanksgiving here in North America. So I can pretty much guarantee, and I'm sure you guys are realizing this, that everyone Thanksgiving, after they're all stuffed with turkey, they're going to probably wander into the living room and fire up Rock Band and then be rocking out into the wee hours of the morning. I'm sure you guys had it playing that way.
That's what we're hoping, yes. We just can't wait to see what kind of feedback we get after this thing goes live.
Can you tell us, before I let you go, Greg, I want to talk to you. Tell me about what's in the Special Edition bundle for the Xbox 360.
Special Edition bundle, it basically has everything in it that you need to kind of get going from day one. So it's a drum kit, mm-hmm. a guitar, it's a Fender Stratocaster guitar controller, microphone, the software, and you also get a 4-port USB hub, which you need for the Xbox 360 to be able to plug in all the peripherals.
So you guys can go ahead and just plug everything in here, and it's your breakout box, and then you're pretty much good to go. And I played a little bit with the guitar, and it really feels nice. You guys did a great job with that. I'm sure you took a lot of your learnings on previous projects and brought them into this controller.
Yeah, it was really this great opportunity we had to kind of like analyze everything that had gone before and really try to come up with something that felt as musical as we could get it to feel, you know. So the strum bar itself is really quiet, like you don't have a lot of click, 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 you know, getting in the way of the musical experience. It takes a very light touch so that you can play really fast. And the buttons are all, they're big, wide buttons that basically cover the entire fretboard, which allows you to slide up and down. I mean, it takes, if you're used to, you know, the other kind of guitars, it takes a little time to kind of get used to it, but once you're used to it, you really can't go back. It feels fantastic.
Yeah, I know, like I say, I know that the folks around here that are geniuses at those games are really excited about it. I'm excited about it because I can finally, you know, try some of the other instruments, even though I failed miserably at the guitar, so I'm pretty excited about that. Greg, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you spending some time with me. Rock Band's coming out November 20th. I highly, highly recommend you place a pre-order if you want to get your hands on this thing. I think that's a pretty good thing.
That's good advice. I think they're going to be in short supply coming out of the gate.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. Greg LaPiccolo, I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to rocking out online with you.
Thanks very much. See you online.
All right, Rock Band coming out this week. In the U.S., North America. That's a big box.
Not more North America. Canada gets it in December.
So it's coming out.
It's coming out just in the U.S. this week.
Okay.
Everyone else gets it a little later.
I need to get all those things in line. But one of the things that folks are excited about, and I talked about that in the interview, is the pricing. So they announced the pricing this week. And so it's going to be basically a three-pack of songs for 160 Microsoft points.
No.
I'm sorry. It's 100. That's right. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
So the big delta between them and Guitar Hero is they're going to offer tracks solo.
Right.
So you can get one song for 160 points. Or you can do three packs. The three packs are 440 points.
So you get some cost savings if you do.
Yeah, so they're less expensive than the three packs of the competition, and they give you the option to buy single tracks if you don't want whatever's in the three pack.
So they've got Metallica, the Police.
Yeah. I got to admit, I like what they're doing. I also like what the GH3 guys have done this time. The fact that they now have artist three packs.
Yeah.
So that I can get like a Foo Fighters pack. I like that. That works for me.
Well, you know, my general... So I'm excited about the Police Pack because I like something with a little bit of beat and whatnot, and that's more my style. Speaking of musical style.
So before we get on to that,
yeah,
you still need to give me back that video of you playing Rock Band at...
Oh, that's right.
At,
I have to take a look at that.
At WCG so I can post that. Because yeah. I've been getting a lot of people messaging me over Facebook because I have other WCG Rock Band videos
and that one's missing.
There. But yeah,
all
that
right,
one's
good
missing.
Point.
So there was... It had to be edited. There were some things in there we couldn't
That aren't safe for air.
So Major was like, oh, let me edit it for you. And that was like a week ago.
Yeah, okay.
So get on
well,
that.
I've been busy.
If you don't do it,
yeah, I know.
Then this weekend I'm going to post it the way I want.
But I really like the Police Pack in here because I don't like things. I don't like music with a whammy bar.
There's some age comments in there. I'm just going to let
no,
it go.
I like stuff. So getting to my musical taste. So when Zune shipped this week, one of the really cool things is the social became social.
Yes, social.zune.net.
You can actually go up and when you've got your Zune or you're playing your Zune, you know, program on your computer, and this is optional, it can squirt the music you're playing, you know, the titles and song title and artist and album up to Zune.net.
Now, one thing I want to add to that, it's not just when you're playing on your computer.
Right.
You take your device around, you're working out, you're traveling, whatever, your Zune tracks all that stuff, and the next time you sync it, it'll go up too.
So people saw that I was listening to this really weird music, and there's this series of there's a house DJ, and I've talked about her a lot in New York. I think her name was Donna D'Amico. Anyway, she mixes all these songs, and I just love her, and I buy all her albums, and it's the Rasa Exotica series. So I was listening to all that, and people were like, "What the hell is that?"
Yeah, one of the nice things is that then, especially if you're a Zune Pass subscriber like I am, you just click on it and you can listen to the whole song.
So this
was a great way to find stuff.
And so one of the funny stories is Paul Bunyan, Ben, who I had on the show earlier this week, he is, his gamer tag is Paul Bunyan. He was listening to, did you see this? I don't know if you saw this. He was listening to Bryan Adams.
Oh.
So I saw him at the Live is Five party this week, and I'm like, cuts like a knife!
Oh, man. Now, one thing I'll throw out there since we're talking about this is there are three different privacy settings.
Right.
When you sign up for Zune, it specifically comes up and asks you, hey, which of these do you want?
Right.
You cannot show anyone what you're listening to.
Right.
Only show your friends.
Right.
Or show the world.
So go ahead and you can, if you're into Zune, you can go ahead and check that out. So, yeah, my musical taste. In fact, Lith was asking me, should I add my Zune card to my blog, you know, right below my gamer card? And I'm like, dude, that's kind of scary.
I think so. But I don't know if I would do it if I listened to what you listen to.
Right.
But I think it's cool enough that, yeah.
Because what
the thing that I love about it is it shows the fact that, you know, that we're building this service in such a way that it doesn't matter if you're on Xbox, if you're on Zune, you know, other things we might do in the future. It all ties together.
Yeah.
I mean, so the people that are on my friends list on Xbox Live,
right,
all of a sudden we're comparing musical taste with each other and going, oh, you like that band? I like them too. Or,
yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of them. Are they good? And I love the way that just overnight it's like boom.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at my Zune friends list, I was like, wow, this is all. I saw all the people that listen to crazy music,
yeah,
you know, like yours or Paul Bunyan's. But
mine's not crazy.
Oh, mine is crazy. So maybe Lith, maybe we should add that. I think he'll put in. He actually. So Lith has a blog. Do you know this? Lithion.com?
I knew he got the site. I didn't know.
Yeah,
didn't know he'd actually put anything up on it.
He's putting stuff up there, like how the site runs. He had a whole post on the performance of MajorNelson.com.
Okay,
and the things he's done to Twic.
Dude,
to
you didn't tell me this.
Yeah,
so I would be okay. I'm gonna go add him to my RSS reader. So
he's blogging a little bit over there. But so I'll add that to the site. So the musical stuff is really quite interesting. The one thing I can't figure out: do they show when you're listening to podcasts?
No, podcasts do not go.
That's
up
a
right
drag.
Now. Yeah.
I gotta have them add that,
but it's still in beta,
yeah.
And I mean that I don't know if and when that's coming, but I would imagine it would at some point. But it's just the fact that all these people that I've been playing with on Xbox Live for years, all of a sudden I'm getting exposed to music through them. It's just cool.
It is cool.
It all of a sudden all this stuff just magically, you know. Ooh, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah. Anyway, what else are we gonna talk about? Do you want to talk about the PS3?
What are we talking? What about the PS3? Are
well,
we talking
people,
about?
People, we got some email. You and I got email and voice messages and messages over Live independently, telling us that we shouldn't be talking about the PS3.
Oh, so that's more than the PS3, really.
Right?
It's, I mean, it was the messages this time were about, you know, why are you talking about the PS3? You shouldn't be talking about the PS3. Blah 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 blah. You only did it to diss it.
Right.
You know, we got the gamut of comments.
Right.
For people who haven't been listening to us for a very long time, mm-hmm. we probably haven't talked about this in a while.
Right.
You and I mean, we didn't start gaming when we got to Xbox.
Yeah, it's not like we showed up and they handed us an Xbox and we had to start gaming. It's we liked it from yeah. our youth.
I mean, I started with Pong and the Atari 2600.
I was on the Atari 800 playing Star Raiders. I loved that game.
Yep. And Eastern Front.
Yep.
Oh, my. That's yeah. still... Yeah. That game was amazing. But, I mean, I even had really bizarre things like the Milton Bradley Microvision handheld. And
Was it the Simon? It was Merlin. Do you remember Merlin? It was this red thing that looked like a big phone.
No.
My mom bought it for me when I was a kid, and it was the coolest thing.
Yeah, there was the Mattel yeah, footballs, and there was ColecoVision. I mean, you and I have been gamers for a very long time.
Yes, yes.
If you walk into my house, you're going to find... You know,
stand up arcade cabinets.
I've got arcades. I have not just stuff that's current now, but you know, I've still got Dreamcasts and,
yep.
you know, I've still got my Lynx and my PSP and all these. I mean,
Klax on Lynx was the best.
Klax, yes. my favorite was Cyberball, but right. Klax was really cool. But we are gamers, and from time to time, we're going to talk about you know who our competition is.
Right.
I mean, not just from the point of view of they're the competition. But, like, Super Mario Galaxy just came out.
Yeah, great game.
Great game. How yep. can you not talk about that
yep.
on a gaming podcast?
And sitting in my office is, I've talked about this before, I have a PS3, I have the Wii, I have the Xbox. I mean, they're all sitting right here so that, you know, like, in the middle of, so if I want to fire up the PS3 when the guys down at Insomniac send me Ratchet and Clank, I fire it up and play Ratchet and Clank for a while.
Yeah, and... I mean, this was just a happy coincidence, but you've got your Mass Effect hoodie on.
Yep.
I have my Zelda hoodie on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's who we are. Hopefully, yep. our listeners enjoy it. So
anyway, so that's kind of the deal with that. I also want to thank our friends. I put a call out to our friends in Russia, and I've gotten a couple messages from guys in Russia, and or maybe girls too. Although so when they're Russian, sometimes you can't tell.
I don't understand the name.
So.
It's... You're part Russian?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so am I, like 1/16 yeah, or something.
Half. So okay. So that's why I was aggressively looking for Russian folks. But
gotcha. So so that ties into a great experience I had on live, like, I don't remember, a week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm playing Halo 3 with a couple of good friends.
Right.
We were in, I think, Social Slayer. We're just having a good time. And one of my friends brings in a guy off his friend list I've never met, and we start chatting, and he was lagging pretty badly. And so we started talking about, dude, what, you know, what's your connection? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm in Kazakhstan. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
And it turns out this guy lives in Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
He has lived there for like 10 years. He works at one of, I don't know how many ISPs there are, but he works at
the ISP.
Kazakhstan. Yeah. And he sometimes gets on live and plays Halo 3.
That's cool.
And he's a U.S. citizen who just happened, you know, he's been living abroad for a while. And it was just, it was amazing. I couldn't believe that.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm talking to the guy, and it's like, I'm not going to give out his gamer tag right. or anything, but he's like, yeah, if you want to, you know, see the story of, you know, how I got here, it's up on my website. I'm like, oh, what's the website? And I go, he's got an FAQ on his website of.
You
like,
got to give this to me. I have to look at this.
Yeah. It's hilarious. But
come on. Can I post a link to the website?
No. I'm not going to do that to
come
him.
Come on.
I'm not going to do that to all this right. guy without his permission.
Okay.
But. It's like he tells the whole story of, well, here's why I moved there, and here's right. why I'm still there. It's amazing.
Cool. That's what Live does. Live. So and then on Thursday we celebrated Live's fifth anniversary. We've got there's a free theme up. We've got you're in a video.
There's a video. We did a video retrospective of Live's 5 years, and I just watched it. I hadn't seen it prior to its going up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in it a lot. I had yeah. no idea.
You're E, man. So,
yeah.
So that's so the Live is five. We got and then the first I don't even know how many people the first subscribers got 500 points each, or they're going to be getting them, I should say.
So there's a link that you need to add to the link dump in okay. order to get your 500 points. If you're one of the qualifying subscribers, you have to go to this website.
Okay.
You don't just automatically get your 500 points. It takes like 30 seconds. It's literally go to the website, say I want this language, you know, US
right.
English, French, whatever. And then click the passport sign-in button, and you're done.
Right.
But you do have to go there to say, "I qualify. I want my points."
And I will put a link to that up on the blog, so yeah. that people can go ahead and do that. So we had a little bit of an office party yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And then one of the things,
I think my favorite part of the office party was our Emmy came to visit.
Yeah, the Emmy, which I don't know who's has had that in their office.
I That's a really good question. I haven't seen it in a year or two.
Because I should have it in my office, right there in the window.
I'd be afraid someone would steal it.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody popped
but
through
it was
the
just, you know, there it was. And it was actually really cool because we were doing, Ben Kilgore and Mark Whitten were doing a little speech thing for everybody talking about how, you know, it's been a great ride.
Right.
Thank you, so-and-so, all that kind of stuff. And they mentioned the Emmy, and I happened to be standing next to it, so I, like, grabbed it and held
it
up for everyone.
Right,
and it's like, that's just cool. I'm an IT geek. I never thought I'd get an Emmy for anything.
Well, not only that, but the funny thing is I think Ben pointed this out, and I think this is true. This is the first time Microsoft has ever won an Emmy.
Right.
And it gets it for Xbox Live.
Well, you think about, you know, where did Microsoft come from?
Right.
Oh, okay, building, you know, operating systems and applications.
And Word.
Yeah. So there's nothing in there, really, where you think the Academy is going to give us an Emmy for anything.
Right. We got to get an Oscar now.
Yeah, we need the Halo movie for that.
That's a good point.
So, guys, can you get on that? I want to watch the Halo movie.
Writer's strike. Jesse, are you still on strike? He emailed me.
Did he?
Yeah, he emailed me, so I got
to... Yeah, I want that to end. Speaking of Halo and writers, though, the new Halo novel is out, Contact Harvest. If you're a Halo fan, read it.
Okay.
And just random trivia for people who may not know this. The author of Contact Harvest is Joe Staten, who works at Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe is also the voice of the grunts.
That's right.
It's hilarious.
And he sends grunty messages over live, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm not going to give out his gamer tag, but he sends messages from the grunts.
Hearing his grunt voice just when you don't expect it is awesome.
Out of context.
Yeah.
The other thing, let's see. Oh, Facebook. I want to thank everybody who's been sending me friends requests on Facebook. I went through last night and added another 100. There's no bulk ad, and somebody says there's a script that runs in GreaseMonkey inside Firefox, and I can't get it to work.
I haven't even tried. I'm on Facebook a couple times a day, so I just add them as I get them.
Yeah, no, I'm working through my folks. So if anybody has a way to bulk ad, please help me.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, we're going to, what are we going to do here? Oh, I want to talk about, two things we're going to talk about is part of the Live at Five, we announced the Xbox Originals program.
Yes.
So there, we're going to have,
I've been waiting to talk about this.
So go ahead. So why don't you explain what the Xbox Originals program is?
So think of it a little along the style of Xbox Live Arcade. They're downloadable games.
Yep.
The difference is these are original Xbox One titles. So number one, you can download when this launches on December 4th. You'll be able to go up and buy Halo online, download it, and play it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have 4 or 5 games. They've announced a few more of the other ones that are going to be coming over time. Not only is it, I think, cool because you're going to have them available and not have to, you know, go scrounge your disc or whatever, but there's some games in there that are hard to find.
Yeah.
And that honestly deserve another crack at an audience, like Psychonauts.
Yep.
Anyone who hasn't played Psychonauts and is a gamer needs to play Psychonauts. And the ability to not have to go scrounge on eBay or through, you know, the used bin at a whole bunch of GameStops is pretty cool.
It's very cool.
They're 1,200 points each. Which I think is reasonable. I mean, a lot of people are like, I want them cheaper, and, you know, you're never going to make anyone happy. But I think it's reasonable for what they are. And for games like, you know, Psychonauts and some of the others that are coming, I don't have the list in front of me, but...
Can you hear me clicking on my controller? Because I'm actually playing Halo.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Halo running on our Xbox Originals beta. One thing I want to address, that you did talk about this on... the podcast,
yep,
or on your blog,
yep.
For anyone who's wondering, you know, oh, do these games have new features? Are they going to have achievements? Are they going to have gamer score? No, these are truly Xbox Originals. They're going to run the same way they've always run. It's if you've played the game on back compat, you've played it on Xbox Originals. It's just a way to make them available to a new audience, to people who've never been exposed to them, or for people to go, you know, revisit favorite games from the past.
Yep. So that's kind of the explanation there. Let me pause this so I don't get completely distracted. So that's Xbox Originals. We've got the full list up on Xbox.com. I'll put a link to that. We've got looks like we've got Burnout 3, Crash Bandicoot, Crimson Skies, Fable, Fusion Frenzy. Fable, boy, I love that game.
Yeah. But as Psychonauts, I'm really hoping that Psychonauts does really well.
Good.
Because this is, you know, this is a game that it's turned into one of those cult classics.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find if you don't already have a copy.
Right.
And here it's just, you know, all anyone's going to have to do is click download and away they go.
So we're going to stop right now. We're going to do a little name the game action. So here's the name of the game from last week.
Roger. Roger. This is Expo 2. I am in the air.
All right, that was Name the Game, and that was...
Mercenaries.
Mercenaries. So that was an original Xbox game.
Blowing things up bigger and better.
Maybe that one will come to original Xbox.
That would be cool.
Xbox Originals.
That was a fun game.
That was a fun game.
I'm looking forward to the sequel on 360.
So that, congratulations to, let me find out, who was the winner, E?
I haven't got the foggiest idea.
I've got...
You should pull that up.
Where is his name? Here it is. Kyle's Turtles. With a bunch of Z's, so...
I like turtles.
Yeah, turtles are nice. Uh-huh. So congratulations, you grabbed yourself an Air Force One X1 headset from our friends at Turtle Beach.
Cool.
And we're now going to play another Name the Game. So here's the sound for this week's Name the Game. All right, if you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com, major@xbox.com. Please put Name the Game, call in your guests, put your gamer tag in there, and let me know where you're from, because I like to know where you're from. I do.
Yes.
We're from everywhere.
That's interesting.
Speaking of everywhere, I'm going to be in L.A. this week. I'm going to be traveling down there tomorrow, Monday.
Okay.
Depending upon when you're listening to this, of course. I'm going down for the L.A. Auto Show.
Oh, cool.
So...
To talk about Sync or
no,
what?
No. Actually, it's the Forza team is going to doing an event. They are... In fact, I have the details right in front of me. It's the Nissan Sentra Forza Do Challenge. So they're bringing Forza gamers from around the globe, and they did an online competition up until I think it was like September to end of October, and these are the finals. So they're going to actually on the floor in the Nissan booth at the LA Auto Show.
Oh, nice.
So this will be Monday. I'll be there Monday, probably mid-morning. So if you're in LA and you want to come down to the auto show, come on down. I'm actually interested to see what the new Priuses look like, if they're going to have them there, if at all.
I don't. It would be if they had the new plug-in Priuses, but I don't think they're showing those yet.
Yeah,
I read an article about them online, but those look interesting.
You know, we talked about this. We're kind of getting into the gadget section, but we're gonna do Xbox 101 first. Do you want to do that now?
So I should have asked you about this before, but I'll just spring it on you on the air. So I've had zero time to think of a good Xbox 101.
Okay,
and I completely spaced it until I walked in here.
Right.
So what if, as an apology for not having a good Xbox 101, I give something away from a blast from the past, since it's Live as Five. If I do that, will you like sort through the emails and pick a winner for me?
I can do that.
Okay. Or I'll give five of them away.
Well, because so. I have, because we're gonna do an Xbox 101, because I have one of the listeners sent
now
one.
Now you tell me.
Well, I have one. You didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
But so, go ahead and do your thing, and then I'll give the Xbox 101, since you're completely unprepared.
I really am. One of the mementos from back in the day that I have, this isn't from launch, but it's not far after that, was we used to have a program called Mystery Gamer.
That's right.
Where
I invented that.
A random person on the Xbox Live team would come sit in your office.
Right, and play.
And play a particular game against the community for a couple hours.
Right.
And the way it worked was, if you beat the Mystery Gamer, you'd get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And the t-shirts were these kind of cool orange t-shirts that said, I pwn someone at Xbox.
Right.
I've got a bunch of them sitting in my closet.
All right, we'll give some of those.
So out. I'm going to give five of them.
Okay.
Since we're 5 years old.
Okay.
To, I don't know. Do we just pick at random? Should we like throw a trivia?
Send
question
Send a message
in?
To E over Xbox Live.
No, because they will scroll through and I won't get them all because you only get your last 100.
All right. All
so
right.
major@xbox.com.
Okay.
Xbox 101 giveaway.
That's fine. That's okay. Fine.
Subject line Xbox 101
and E
giveaway.
We'll pick them next week.
And we'll figure
just send
out,
us a message.
How about this? How about give us your best memory from when you first joined Xbox
Perfect.
Live. We'll pick five good stories, and they'll get t-shirts.
Okay. All right, so now that you've done that, so send me an email, major@xbox.com for that. The Xbox 101 is from his gamer tag is FreeFlyFerret, and I'm going to actually read this directly.
Okay.
He says, a lot of my newer friends to Xbox Live did not realize the very helpful function of pressing the guide button when a pop-up first appears on the screen. For example, I sent them a game invite. It pops up on the screen. They press the guide button. The dashboard comes up with the game invite options. So in other words, I believe, what did we call that feature when we were developing? Invite or something. So
yeah.
When a friend logs on for the first time, you can hit the guide button and it will slide open to their profile page.
Right. And if you get a voice chat invite and you click the guide button while the notification's still on the screen,
yep.
It'll take you right to the accept decline voice chat screen.
Right. So there you go.
Whatever kind of notification you're getting, hit the guide button. It'll take you to the appropriate guide page.
Now the one thing we didn't do because thank you by the way, Free Fly Ferret, for that. We'll send him a shirt.
Yeah.
But we didn't bring Funky this week because you didn't, it wasn't normal, so we didn't have the Funky intro.
Funky, you'll understand.
So I'll have I'll be down in boy, we're all over the place, man. There were so many shows this week with the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows. I'm completely strung out.
I'm good with calling it a day and going to lunch.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Because I'm hungry.
Are you? Yeah, I am too.
I'm really hungry.
Where do you want to go to lunch? You want to hop in the car and go down?
I don't know if I have time.
Yeah,
but
you
maybe.
Do. Yeah, you do.
I think I have a. Yeah, if we're quick.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up the show right now. I need to bring up my notes here. And Edie, you have anything else you want to say?
I'm really looking forward to a relaxed weekend of gaming, and we'll see how that goes.
You know what I'm playing this weekend?
Mass Effect.
Yeah, you can see it on my gamer card. I've been playing it for the past couple
days.
I want
to get through Assassin's Creed first.
Okay.
Because Mass Effect is going to take a long time.
Yes, it is.
And I'm also probably going to play a bunch of Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga with my son this week.
Oh, I got to find that. I have that around here someplace.
So online co-op in Lego Star Wars. I'm seriously happy about that.
All right. So thank you, guys. Thanks. I want to thank my friends at CentureCom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. I also want to thank CacheFly for their caching services. They're responsible for getting this file and many like it when you want it, where you want it. This is Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. Thank you for downloading the show. Have fun, play fair, send feedback.
Or file a complaint.
I'm chewing on my tongue. Send feedback or file a complaint. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to have a show next week because it's a bank holiday week.
It's Thanksgiving.
Here. Yeah. Well, it's American Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yes. Canadian Thanksgiving was like months ago.
Right. So this is, I don't know if we may have a show. We may not. Frankly, I'm kind of tired and I want to play some games. So
we could. Yeah. Okay.
I also, before I let you go,
yeah.
I post the top 10 list each Friday.
Right.
I'm going to start moving that to the following week.
Like Monday?
Yeah, like Monday or Tuesday. So it can do the full version.
That way you're not trying to get out of here and you're like, oh, I got to do this.
Yeah, I'm going to move that. But I'll put a post up on that. But so we'll play this weekend, E. And all right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. All right, after show time, because that one time I didn't do an after show.
People get cranky.
Yeah, people
get, like the after show.
They didn't like. Oh, yeah, they didn't like there wasn't one. They like the after show because it's completely unscripted, which is really, frankly, like the rest of the script for the show for this show is really just four bullet points on a whiteboard.
Pretty much, and some funny shape. Is that a globe?
No, that's a script I'm working on.
What?
I have a creative. I have a movie script idea.
Oh no!
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to roll. Like
you can tell me at lunch.
This is really interesting. It's
okay, looking at the script.
I was sitting in here and I was working on something and I was like, hey, this is a great idea for a movie. So I started visually penciling it out because I didn't want to write it.
You know, I've gone completely blank. What was the Bruce Willis asteroid movie?
Armageddon.
That looks like you drew up Armageddon. Probably just can't tell.
Oh, you could tell that that was Earth,
but it is okay. It's a planet.
Yeah, it is really... planet. Well, yeah, it's a planet.
It's a planet with things.
So
okay.
So yeah, that was my. So Jesse from Heroes. Jesse, get in contact with me. I have a great idea that you need to turn into a movie.
Yeah, but he can't work on it right now.
That's right. Well, maybe he can. I don't know how that stuff works. He's on strike.
I don't. I just know that pretty soon my shows aren't going to be new anymore. So.
Holidays coming up. We've got, as we just noted at the end of the show there, Thanksgiving or the American Thanksgiving is coming up.
So I'm going to give you the token invite for American Thanksgiving at my house.
Well, thank you.
A bunch of people are coming over.
Thank you.
So I invited a large assortment of people, some from around here, some from not.
Are you cooking?
I am cooking. There's going to be a baked ham. There's going to be deep fried turkey.
You're doing the deep fried thing?
I always do the deep fried turkey thing. And then the beauty of that is once you deep fry the turkey, you have 4 gallons of boiling oil. You might as well start deep frying candy and other things
God
too.
God damn it, you're going to do the Twinkies, aren't you?
Deep fried Twinkies.
Oh,
are
I want those.
So deep fried Twinkies and other treats. Mashed potatoes, gravy,
I think my wife
stuffing.
Has folks coming over because she goes to England the next day.
No. Okay. I wasn't expecting you to actually come, but you and your wife are both invited if you don't have plans.
Can I come over Friday after she leaves and we can just have Twinkies?
No, because then I have to bring the oil back to boiling. And it's, no. You got to be there on Thanksgiving Day.
Good.
You got to come over, watch some football, play some Rock Band.
That was when I went to...
Speaking of which,
yes.
I pre-ordered Rock Band a while ago.
Yes.
I know they're like letting people know, hey, we don't know if we're going to be able to meet demand.
Right.
I'm expecting to play Rock Band on Thanksgiving. If my pre-order doesn't get filled, I'm going to be cranky.
Okay.
I just had to get that out there.
Okay. Duly noted.
My guests are expecting to play Rock Band.
Duly noted.
I have responsibilities.
I can get you a copy of Scene It. It's not quite the same.
With the big button controllers?
With the big button controller.
I want that, please. With the big button. Thank you. Because I don't have a copy.
So that's coming up this week. We're getting into the stretch of a holiday season. We've got that. I'll be in. So before that, I'll say I'm in L.A., do this, and then I'm going to upstate New York on a recruiting to the college recruiting event. So this is actually
drag. Are
you
going back to your alma mater?
No, this is actually a drag. I'm really excited about going up there. I'm going to Rochester Institute of Technology.
Okay.
But I committed to this like months ago, and I'm a man of my word. So as a result of going up there, I can't go to the Video Game Awards, the VGAs.
Oh,
in Las
that
Vegas.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, I made the commitment.
I'll go.
So, the VGAs?
Yeah.
All right, I'll call
it has
Jeff
nothing
Keely.
To do with my actual job, but I'll go anyway.
Yeah,
sorry,
I'll go, Jeff, you can be a seat filler. You can be a seat filler at the VGAs. So, that's kind of a drag, so I'm bummed out about that. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here, because I'm going to tell you what that means.
No, I got two things I got to talk about.
Okay,
first.
Go ahead.
So, number one, I got a Roomba follow-up. The Roomba has changed my life.
Chibi Roomba?
Chibi Roomba.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't keep, like, your house reasonably clean... He just chokes on, like, you know, chords and controllers and guitars.
Just completely confused and gives up.
Well, he actually, they get wrapped around the axle, and he's good about, like, stopping and not destroying whatever it is.
Right.
But he can't do his job. So I've actually started, like, keeping things off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, you know, when I unplug my cell phone in the morning from the charger, I don't just let the cord, throw out onto the carpet anymore. I actually put it up on the shelf. The guitars are actually, like, not in the middle of the floor.
Right.
It's amazing. All because I have a Roomba.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Roomba.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to do is give a shout out to, I think his name is Yahtzee, the guy who does zero punctuation for The Escapist.
Oh, God, yes. God, I love him.
Everybody needs to watch Zero Punctuation every Wednesday.
Right.
If it is one of the best things on the internet.
I've emailed him and asked him to come on the show.
He's
and
got
I haven't gotten a response.
I love his stuff.
So if you're listening to the show and if you're not familiar with it, or even if you are, send him an email and tell him you want him to be on Major Nelson's podcast.
Oh, he may not like that if he gets bombarded.
God, he's brilliant. Brilliant.
And everyone I know, it doesn't matter, like every developer I know, regardless of where they work at, you know, Bungie, Turn 10, anywhere, they all are addicted to it, just like I am.
Yeah.
It's like every Wednesday, you're like waiting for it, and the instant it goes up, I get 10 IMs going, ZP's up!
Yeah. Zero punctuation is beyond genius.
Now, it is M-rated.
Right. So, very much so.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, not of age, don't go check it out. If you are, it's awesome. And make sure you go back and check out all the old ones.
You know what I'm doing here?
I have car keys. Food.
That's right.
Okay, let's go.
Bye.